When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Couple of minutes on this. So right after the trending alert, I saw this story, so I didn't get it in. We mentioned this quarterback yesterday out of Washington, not D.C., the University of Washington, Damon Williams, who signed a contract to return to Washington, was allegedly paid about $4.5 million for the upcoming year on the contract, and then on Monday night announced that he was entering the transfer portal, saying he's got to look out for his family. Now, there was all sorts of rumors, I don't know if it's any of it has been confirmed, that Lane Kiffin and LSU were going to bring him in for like $5.5-6 million, even though they were hosting other quarterbacks as well. So today, after all the outrage and Washington digging in and saying, screw you, man, today we found out that the agent that negotiated the deal that represented Damon Williams, Doug Hendrickson, who I've known, you know, casually through Commanders, Redskins clients, Doug Hendrickson has decided to end his representation of Damon Williams due to philosophical differences.
You said
due to philosophical differences. Said, Damon is an incredible talent. We wish him and his family the best in their future endeavors. Now, what I also found out through the ESPN report is that Hendrickson, part of a group called Wasserman Sports, also represents Washington coach Jed Fish. So the same agent that was representing the quarterback to get him back to Washington for Jed Fish represents Jed Fish, the head coach of Washington. And I can pretty much guarantee you Jed Fish gave Doug Hendrickson a earful and then some and threatened to leave him and said, it's either me or him. And Doug Hendrickson looked around and said, I'd rather go with you, and dropped the quarterback. Now, does any of that make sense, AMAC?
I mean, makes sense. I don't know if that's the word I would use, but it's lining up in terms of this is where we are in college football, in the sense that, like, if you're in the NFL, and I'm going to compare it to the NFL because it is a professional league at this point. If you're in the NFL and you negotiate a contract, there's a certain amount of time before you can come to the table and ask for more money or renegotiate for a new contract. We're at a spot in college football where kids are coming and asking for more money during the season multiple times throughout the season. And if they don't get what they want, they're going and leaving for the transfer portal. Now, I'm all for college kids getting paid, and we've had this conversation before. We need to find some way, and it's a lot at stake. It's easy for me to sit here and say this because there's so many parties and so many people and laws and so much going on that has to happen for these things to move forward. But we need to find a way to get guardrails and make this thing sustainable so that kids like Damon Williams aren't signing contracts, getting offers from other teams, and then saying, hey, this team gave me this much money, going back to their original team, which they signed the contract with, and asking for more money, not getting that money and saying they want to enter the transfer portal. That's just not how life works. That's not how, you know, reality is set up. And I think it's a disservice to the kids, and it's just causing such a messy and murky situation throughout college sports, especially college football.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake, delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Yes to all of that. It's a disaster.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody that wanted kids to get paid no matter what, how much, didn't care about the rules, didn't care about all the problems.
But see, that's what
just wanted kids to get paid.
That's what I disagree with you. I do not think that everybody, I think people saw this coming. There were plenty of coaches who...
Coaches?
Yes.
Not fans, not media members. A lot of media members just wanted kids to get paid. Didn't care about the rules, just, you know, didn't care about the problems, just wanted them to get paid. And that's what I'm... Not coaches. Coaches saw it. Administration saw it. University saw it. Anybody with a lot of common sense saw it. I didn't know what exactly the problem... And I also didn't know that we were going to have an unlimited transfer portal.
Yeah.
You know, again, there needs to be reform. Mm-hmm. There needs to be hard reform. All four people getting paid, there needs to be rules and enforceable rules. And however we get to that, that's the harder part, quite honestly.
Yeah.
Right? It should have never been, well, just pay them. We'll figure out everything after that. No. That's not how it works. You don't just buy a car and then say, I'll figure out how to pay you later.
Well, that's where I come to the NCAA and say, like, this is your response. And now they're not even a part of any of this process.
But the NCAA never had any regulation over college football.
They did.
No, 100%.
Not really. They were suspending athletes for getting tattoos.
For that, yes.
So there was a point,
I shouldn't say never.
There was a point they did.
But don't you think that like the college presidents and the conferences, unlike like the NCAA has control over the NCAA men's basketball tournament, and it seems like a lot more regulation over college basketball than they ever had on college football.
Yeah. Well,
with the exception of what you're talking about.
Yeah. And that's my point. It's like if we looked at, okay, you putting out a video game and you're selling jerseys at your stadiums and you're making millions of dollars, but you're going to suspend a football player for getting free tattoos and swapping it out for a signed jersey. If we looked at that when it happened and said, okay, we'll suspend this guy, but this isn't a issue we need to address.
Yeah.
Because we're making so much money. I'm talking billions of dollars off these players, and they're not seeing a cent off of it. If we got started, I'm talking this is 2005, 2006, when Reggie Bush and Terrell Pryor were getting in trouble for these things. If we started to look at the problems and issues then, there's a great possibility we would have, by the time NIL came about and the transfer portal, all these things came about, which was players suing the NCAA, not suing their universities, not suing states, suing the NCAA, and then the NCAA and all the parties responding by allowing these things to happen. If we figured it out in 2005 and 2006 when these things were going on, we wouldn't have these issues where players had to sue for their right to make money off their name, for them to sue to be able to transfer and play football the next year. That's the point that I'm making. Like, we can blame fans, but like, fans don't have control over the rules in college football. They have a voice and they can sway people, but at the end of the day, it's the NCAA's responsibility. Not anymore, as you pointed out, but it once upon a time was the NCAA's responsibility to kind of get these rules in place in order to make this sustainable, so we're not at this place we are right now.
Well, they were too busy fighting it all together. To your point, they should have been working on a compromise. They should have been working on a business arrangement.
Yeah, but they're, you know, I don't want to, you know, I was working with Rick Neuheiser the other day, and he made the point there are no wrong
dropper.
there are no villains in this story, and I somewhat agree with that. Like, everybody's looking out for the best interest. NCAA probably had a business model that made money, and then if you address this business model, then there's probably ramifications where somebody's making less money, people are going to have to lose jobs. All these things are probably going to have to happen if you decide to play players, and that's probably where the point that you're making, the disagreement came about. It's like, all right, if we're going to pay these athletes, where's this money going to come from? So again, there's probably no villains in this story, but I think that there was a conversation to be had, and there was a lack of proactiveness from the NCAA that allowed us to get to this point where they're not even in college football anymore. It's the college football playoff and conference commissioners all trying to come to agreements on things.
I kind of sense that that's been that way for even longer than we want to admit. But one thing I will just agree with you on is, instead of fighting it hook, line, and sinker, they should have been working to be proactive. But we are a reactive society. Not a proactive society. We are a reactive society. And that's part of the problem, too. There's many other problems. All right, coming up, Dumb Dumb of the Day. We'll wrap up the show, make way for the DOC next on the Team 980.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.